Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Tuesday marks the next big date on the presidential primary season, with elections in key states including Florida, Ohio, North Carolina, Illinois, and Missouri. Let's look ahead with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Let's look ahead, but first let's look back. The consensus at the start of this week was that Hillary Clinton had a fairly clear path to garnering the requisite 2,383 delegates to claim the Democratic nomination. Then rival Bernie Sanders put up a roadblock Tuesday with his win in Michigan, surprising pundits and pollsters. Pundits, well, they're people. Polls, though, are based on statistical science. How do pollsters get tripped up?
Well, that's a good question. You look at Michigan, where most of the polls that were conducted showed Hillary a clear, probable victor. And, of course, she wasn't. Why? Well, I think people who've looked into that say, first of all, it was an open primary, which is very difficult to project because voters in Michigan were able to go in and decide which ballot they wanted on the spur of the moment. They want to vote Republican or Democrat. So a lot of independents were hard to chart, hard to predict what they were going to do. Turnout is a big factor in the Democratic primary this year. Interestingly, we have very, very strong demographic correlates with support for Sanders and Clinton. African Americans strongly for Clinton, young people strongly for Sanders, as an example. So trying to estimate the relative turnout by all these groups becomes difficult as well, and a shift there can cause problems as well. But I would say overall primaries are tricky. Most of the pollsters have been involved in it. Actually, have done pretty well in predicting primaries and caucuses so far this year, but it looks like maybe on the Democratic side with Sanders and Clinton, there's a lot of movement among Democratic voters, and those are tough calls.
I have a hunch poll results inform pundits. Do pundits, to any extent, inform pollsters?
They shouldn't. You know, polling, as you mentioned a moment ago, is a science, and pollsters are doing their best to accurately reflect what Americans tell us when we ask questions about a lot of things, including who you're going to vote for. So what pundits are saying or anything that's going on out in the environment shouldn't affect that at all.
Would pollsters say it's a winning strategy for Clinton and Sanders to link their campaign to President Obama?
At this point, yes, we're seeing some fairly interesting movement on the part of Americans' views of Obama, and they're positive. 52% in the middle of this week, Dave, was a three-day average from Obama. That's the highest job approval for that three-day average that we've seen for the president going back to the spring of 2013. Also, last week, his average, which we compute Monday through Sunday, was 50%, and that's the highest weekly average as well that we've seen since we go back to May of 2013. Now, Obama's doing particularly well with Democrats, 87% of whom for the last week say they approve of the job that the president is doing. And with that kind of very, very strong support, it's no riddle why Clinton in particular is attaching herself very strongly to the policies of President Obama.
So let's look at some of those issues touted by the Democratic candidates. What if Sanders call for a single-payer health care system?
This is fascinating. I've been reviewing a lot of data on that from the part of the American public to see how they react, and it's complex. A number of pollsters, including Gallup, have asked about it. Do you favor or oppose a single-payer health care system? And a lot of Americans say they don't know, but actually the responses when you ask about it that way tilt a little more positive than negative. Now, the Kaiser Family Foundation asked about it in a more elaborate way, saying a Medicare for All plan, which is the phraseology that Sanders uses, and they had actual majority support for the concept. But other pollsters who've asked about it and inserted words in there that said this would be run by the government and so forth find more muted support for the whole idea. One thing I would point out, Dave, though, is in concept, Americans still are wary of a government-run system. We don't mention anything specific, but we say every year in a question, conceptually, do you favor a government-run system or a system that is based on private insurance? And we find now, right now, a majority of Americans still say private insurance. So I think conceptually, there's still going to be some pushback from the public to the idea of the government totally taking over healthcare, as Senator Sanders is proposing.
How about the government's role in investing in infrastructure in part to create jobs?
That's just amazingly high. Kind of like support for background checks, where we have 80% to 90% of Americans say they favor background checks for guns. Same idea here. In fact, we're just in the field testing it now, and we're getting up in the 80% range who say yes, they approve. And we even mention money. We say additional or increased government spending of money on infrastructure, such as roads and buildings and highways, and we're finding this huge overwhelming support as we have in the past. So any candidate who calls for more government spending on those kinds of things is resonating with almost every American's personal opinions.
Let's move on to higher taxes for those of means.
That's always tested well. It's one of Bernie Sanders' concepts, of course, also Hillary Clinton. We need to put more taxes on the well-off, those that are rich or wealthy. And it doesn't matter how we ask that. Since most Americans aren't rich, when we ask the public, do you favor more taxes on the rich, they tend to say yes.
Much of this week's Democratic debate centered on the topic of immigration. What do Americans feel about a path to citizenship?
That is a positive. For a number of years now, we've tested that. And again, it depends on how you ask it to Americans. But in general, we and other survey researchers have found significant majority support for the overall concept of a pathway to citizenship for people who are currently living in this country but entered illegally. And of course, that's more positive for the Democratic candidates, less positive for the positions of most of the Republican candidates.
Putting all of this together, what are Americans' major concerns this week?
Well, this is almost the same thing that we would have said or did say when you asked me that question last year and the year before, Dave. It's the economy, number one. The thing that varies a little is where dysfunctional government comes in. Right now, it's the second most frequently mentioned problem. At times last year, it was the most frequently mentioned problem. But those are the big two, the economy, a dysfunctional government, and then another variant of economy, jobs. And then below that, Americans say the big problems are immigration and health care. I want to point out one thing that we found, and we just finished asking this question for our March update. We have 5% of Americans who say elections are our biggest problem. So we looked into the verbatims there and say, what were they talking about? And most of those people were talking about Donald Trump. So one out of 20 Americans now, when you say, what's the biggest problem facing America, come back to us and say it is the rise of Donald Trump.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.